Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Good morning, my friend. Glad you're here. Jen Allen is with us. She's president of the Capital City Apartment Association, talking about the changes in apartment housing. Jerry Thigpen, legendary blues guitarist and vocalist, he'll be with us in the second hour with some great music. Tim Linnefelt's here with the Linnefelt Sports Report. And Miriam Dady is in the business spotlight. Stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
Hi, I'm Joe Doty. Come truck it up with me this week, and I'll save you money. Get your deluxe detail package, complete window tinting, and heavy-duty floor mats starting at $339.95.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far.
You'll save big bucks on the package, and I'll even throw in a great pair of free sunglasses. Come on, truck it up with us this weekend, and bring your cars, too. You're going to love it.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
So here we are once again, my friend, another beautiful weekend in the lovely town of Tallahassee. Wherever you may be, I hope the weather is improving or continuing in its fair condition. We'd like to say that Tallahassee has its own unique place in the world as weather systems go. Sometimes referred to as the armpit of the South, we tend to be the repository for all things atmospheric, from pollen to dust to humidity. It can get fierce, but this time of year, especially and particularly these last several weeks, we've been enjoying some rather mild temperatures, cooler temperatures, particularly in the evenings, and less humidity, which is always nice, and seems to be less of the other particulates that we have to inhale normally to deal with. So that's good for people who, especially who have respiratory issues. Don't like to see that happen, but it's kind of the way it is. And nonetheless, we trudge onward in all of our festivities and festivals and outdoor events. And man, we got a slathering of them this weekend. Not the least of which, let's talk about our good buddy Jerry Thigpen. He's going to be playing tonight at CJ's, Calico Jack's, up here on Capitol Circle Northeast. Great little spot for some fantastic music. I mean, wait till you hear what Jerry's going to bring you here. He'll be with us in the second hour talking about his career as a musician and having lived and worked in Tallahassee all these many years. He really has deep roots here, and this is his home. So he's had opportunity to travel the road, as they say, as a road musician and studio player. He's done some of that and made it his purpose to have his family and his business here in Tallahassee. But we're fortunate because he's bringing to us today, as he does with all of his shows and all of his fans, some magnificent music. You're going to enjoy it. So stay with me for that. He's in the second hour. Jen Allen is here with me to talk about her role as president of the Capital City Apartment Association. Now, this is an organization that has a bit of responsibility when it comes to advocacy, representing those people who are in the business of providing apartment housing. But you're going to find out from this young lady that she's got so many things going on. She makes me tired listening to everything she's got on her list, and what a substantial contribution she's made individually in those organizations, not only this association that we're talking about, this apartment association, but as well her work with Chance Partners and the investments that they've made in the growth of the community economically. I think it'd be fair to say the infrastructure as well as the the buildings and other structures that that are helping to bring Tallahassee further along the way. You can see a lot of their work down there in the Gaines Street area that we talk about it here often. And anyway, she'll be with us in that conversation. We'll get to hear more about what's up ahead, too. It's always good to keep an eye on the future as well as current circumstances. You know, in the changing of Tallahassee, there's some concern for, and I think rightfully so, for those who may be feeling displaced or disenfranchised, who are not part of either the decision-making process or just not included in the final outcome. You know, this this idea of gentrification, where populations of people who at one time inhabited a certain part of the town find themselves either, you know, not wanted, or they just can't afford to be in this nice, nicely renovated and improved situation. And so it's, we've kind of moved them out of their comfort zone in that way for the sake of what most, I think, would call progress. But from that standpoint, it's really not progressive. It's a regressive situation. Well, among those efforts that have to do with representing those who might otherwise be unrepresented, this group that's now looking at healthcare providership for the Southside communities and the Frenchtown communities. And this was a story reported earlier in the week from the Tallahassee Democrat, in which we got to find out from Byron Dobson, who reported on this, that you've got folks who are organizing in order to better have a voice in the health care provided to these particular communities. And so they want to form, they will create this community advisory council, which will focus on health issues for residents living in Tallahassee Southside and Frenchtown. So there's an organizational meeting that's going on even now, started this morning at 9 o'clock, and they'll continue through about midday. But the outcome of this initial meeting is designed to try to come together on some of the common issues, some of the ways in which these populations of people may feel underserved or displaced or certainly unrepresented. So there's an effort being made there to try to bring that about, bring forward those concerns of people in that situation. Speaking of redefinition, that reminds me of this other story, too, talking about the folks down there in Panacea. Did you catch this story in which Halsey Bashirs, the representative for the district down there, had said, hey, here's a bill that's going to give people in Panacea the choice. They're going to have the opportunity to form their own municipality. And so the bill provides for that chartering and the establishment of a city council and mayor and all that sort of thing. They can pass ordinance as well. A longtime Wakulla County commissioner opposes that idea, and his argument is, you know, why add another layer of government? And this is Commissioner Howard Kessler, who says, you know, I just don't see a need for it. And when you start adding more government, you add more cost. How are you going to pay for that? Well, you're going to pay for it by raising taxes on people who really are already impoverished, and they're not in a better position now because you've created this other layer of government. You've just burdened them with more cost. Bashirs, meanwhile, is not really thumbs up or thumbs down. He simply wanted to give people the option of making that decision for themselves. So we'll see how that pans out. Sorry. In the Panacea question. And another revitalization is going on with Lake Jackson, the beloved Lake Jackson area, which historically, if you don't know this, has been the site for world-class bass fishing tournaments and all kinds of things. Well, of course, of late, the woes of Lake Jackson have been famous, infamous, I suppose, in relation to the water management and the lake having declined severely. Earlier in the week, Carl Edders reported that the lake is coming back and that there's a highest level of water, the highest water level, that's what I'm trying to say, is now at about 86 feet, and that's more, and it's been there for about a year. There's a proposal that afoot that would see to it that the largest sinkhole in the lake would never again get plugged up, which apparently contributed to the demise of the lake over time. So, meanwhile, the high water levels have meant a bumper crop of fish and the return of lush wildlife habitat and all of that going on. So Lake Jackson apparently on its way back to its heyday or its former status as a noted aqua feature of the region. Well, that's what I've got here for the moment. We've got Miriam Dady standing by. She'll be coming in here with another guest in her business spotlight. So stay with me for more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by Send Out Cards.
It's Miriam Dady, and this is Tallahassee Business Spotlight. I am here with someone that will make you sigh with envy, because Paula Seaman, the chef for Who Cooks For You, is here with me in the studio. Paula, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
I am so curious about a personal chef. I've seen chefs before, and I've been in restaurants where there was actually a chef. But what is a personal chef?
A personal chef is someone who cooks in people's homes. There are different ways of doing it. As for me, I cook in people's home, a different family, a different person each day. And my service includes everything from meal planning, figuring out what's for dinner. It includes grocery shopping, arriving at the client's house and preparing all the food that they can eat over the next couple of weeks usually, and I package it up and put it in their fridge and freezer, and the house ends up smelling wonderful. And when they come home, it's like the food fairy was there.
Wow, that sounds great. So I don't have to have the groceries for you when you arrive. You'll bring them.
Right. I start my morning at the grocery store and pick up exactly what I need just for you and the meals that I'm preparing for you.
Who are your clients? Who are the kind of people that need a personal chef?
It varies, but the thing they have in common are they are people who want to eat healthy food and don't have the time to prepare it. And so I have business owners. I have families with lots of kids and after-school activities. I have a single FSU professors that travel a lot and don't get home until 7 o'clock at night. And I also have people with special needs, people who might be gluten or dairy intolerant and have a hard time finding meals at a restaurant. I have cooked for people going through chemotherapy and just needed some support while they were going through treatment. It's a diverse group of people, which is really what makes it so wonderful for me, is I get to meet all these wonderful people and learn all about what they need in terms of their dietary needs.
Now, are these very rich people? I mean, I'm not equating, I can relate to convenience, but I don't want to equate the convenience of your food with the convenience of driving through and getting chicken nuggets. So where does that line up on the cost factor? How much does it cost to have a personal chef that, let's say I need meals for a couple of weeks?
Right. It's about comparable to eating in a mid-priced restaurant.
Really?
So, yeah, definitely a step above what you would get in fast food, but it's not like what Oprah might get for her private chef.
Who is from Tallahassee, by the way.
Oh, really? That's wonderful. Right. So it is affordable. The exact cost often depends on what meals I'm preparing. So if a person wants lots of meat or shrimp or expensive food, expensive groceries, that will drive the cost up.
Sure.
As compared to like a vegetarian's grocery bill will be lower.
Right, right, right.
But typically it costs about $20 a plate in that range.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad at all, really, for you're coming to their home and doing that. So let's pretend I need to lose a little weight. Not that I do,
no.
Radio listeners. But if I did, and I'm getting pummeled with Jenny Craig and this weight loss plan and that I see on TV, and they're going to send me MRIs, I could just use you.
Sure. And you would get food that was
fresh.
Fresh. Customized to your specific preferences. So if you don't like garlic or if you want extra cilantro, I can vary the meals specifically to what you want. And I can also produce a summary of how many calories are in each serving of food.
Wow. Yeah, that's neat. That's good. What do your clients need? Do they need any special equipment to prepare your food once you leave the kitchen and they've got to warm it up?
Once I'm done with the food, they just need an oven or a microwave usually to warm up the food. And there are directions for how to reheat each meal.
Good thinking. So you've got things bagged or sorted so that they can time it just right.
Yes.
Yeah, because you can't take that for granted.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, I cook for some folks who are unfamiliar with the kitchen. Let's just put it that way. And so I am very, very explicit for some people about exactly how long to microwave it and when to stir it or how to heat it up in the oven.
Well, tell me now about you. Why do we have a chef like you of your caliber here in Tallahassee? And what do you love about it? What are your challenges? Tell me a little bit about your involvement here.
Well, my family and I have lived in Tallahassee for more than 25 years. My husband and I raised our son here. Just absolutely love Tallahassee and the Red Hills area. I just can't imagine living anywhere else at this point. In my previous career, I worked for a nonprofit and I did a lot of traveling. And I have to say, I didn't really have an opportunity to get to know Tallahassee very well. So when I started my new career as a personal chef, that was one of my goals, was to learn more about Tallahassee, to get to know the neighborhoods, to get to know some of the other business owners, and to really learn all the, not just what you see on the primary roads, but what's in all the nooks and crannies in the parks, and what are all the little secrets in Tallahassee. And I have just enjoyed learning that so much, and it's just my home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tell me now, if there are listeners out there that think, that's exactly what my husband needs or my wife needs, of course, not them personally.
Yeah, of course.
But if they wanted to contact you and arrange some meals or just have an interview with you, what would they do?
Well, probably the easiest thing to do is to just give me a call, or they can go to my website, which is whocooksforyou.biz, B-I-Z. And on my website, you'll find my prices, my email, my phone number, all of that information is right there. And I'm usually cooking during the day, so I often don't pick up my phone while I'm in the midst of cooking, or the oregano will go in the wrong pot. So late afternoons and evenings are the best time for me to communicate with folks.
Very cool. WhoCooksForYou.biz.
Correct.
B-I-Z. Who cooks for you? No question mark.
Right. And four is spelled out F-O-R. It's not the number four.
Okay.
Who cooks for you, like the barred owl says?
Oh, very clever. I like that.
My husband and I are both birders and spent much time in our early years of marriage bird watching. And so who cooks for you is the call of the barred owl.
Oh, that's perfect. And go ahead and say the phone number for those that are not internet savvy.
Sure. It's 850-544-6623.
So everybody, if you want your kitchen to smell a lot better, I invite you to meet my friend Paula Seaman, Who Cooks For You, right here in Tallahassee. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking with Jen Allen, who is president of the Capital City Apartment Association. An interesting title. We're going to find out about that organization and how in the world she got elected president. She was already busy and raising a family and running other businesses here. She's vice president of property management for a company called Chance Partners. So let's welcome Jen Allen to the show. How are you?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. I'm well, thanks. Thank you for having me.
Mom of two.
Mother of two.
Longtime Tallahassee resident. Not a native.
But
we got you and we haven't let you go, have
we? That is the charm of Tallahassee. Won me over.
Well, you were waiting for your opportunity to be on my show and it's like, God, he hasn't called. What's the deal? I'm out here busting it, trying to get all this done. So you finally got the call and you're like, thank you. Now I can move on.
Now I can
not
do
really.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. I can live.
Yes. And doing well, I think, in living and helping a lot of us live well or weller, better with all that you've done and are doing. Let's start with Chance. What do you do for Chance Partners and what do they do?
So Chance Partners is based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and they are a development company, obviously a group of partners who are geared towards changing neighborhoods. So their developments are new buildings and student housing, mixed use where there's retail at the bottom and real estate and apartments at the top. And they change the way neighborhoods appear and look and make them more useful and revitalize areas. A good example of that is the College Town area that has been developed by largely in part by the Seminole Boosters organization, and our owners have built several properties there, so they've revitalized that area. So that is what they do as a company. And then what I do for them is manage their assets. So from Tallahassee to Tuscaloosa to Athens, Savannah. I oversee the day-to-day operations of property management.
And, wow.
You know.
That's a big job.
It's a little one.
Goodness. Do you ever sleep?
Not between April and July. No.
Now, why is that? What's about April and July?
Spring break is what we call the hypothetical red line in the sand when owners in town, in theory, would like to be fully pre-leased for the next school year.
I see.
And after spring break, if we're not at 100%, everyone panics. It's like super panic mode. How are we going to fill our beds?
I see.
Until we get to 100%, which usually takes a little bit, and then you have to plan for when 400 kids move out at one time.
Whoops.
And turning these apartments and making them ready for 400 new children.
Yeah,
so it's great.
And they are that. Though we aren't accustomed to referring to college kids as kids or children, yet they are somebody's children. And that brings up an interesting point that in some respects you are this surrogate mom.
I am.
For all
they
of
call
these
me Mama JBA.
People.
Hey, Mama Jen, Mama JBA, I have all of these titles. Life coach, you know.
And a mom of two of
the
her
mom
own.
Of my own, too.
Yeah,
yes.
Do they ever get to see you? Or
they no? do. They do see me. Thank God I have a good husband who can, you know, he's my rock.
You met in Tallahassee.
I did meet him. He is the reason my mom says I went to college and never came home. Because I'm from South Florida and born in Miami and... coming to Florida State, my dad went to Florida State. It was
the way it worked.
It was the way it worked. And
what did you do in school? Were you a business major or?
I was a poli sci major. I wanted to go to law school.
Yes. Still thinking that way?
No. I feel like when I go to work every day, I'm in law school. Someone's challenging me somewhere in there. So,
any hope for our state legislators? I mean, can we get these guys to make a decision?
I need them to be on board.
Come on.
We need to make things
they broke
work.
Early.
They did.
What's wrong with these people?
Well, they would be like, you know, my Latin mom. We get mad at dinner and that's it. We're done. We're done until next dinner. You're in timeout. So evidently we're in timeout.
Well, the whole state of Florida is in timeout until they learn.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Well, okay. So see, folks, this is what we do here. We're talking to this very cool person who does some very cool things, including the bedding and board, I guess you'd say, the housing of lots of our beloved college students.
Mm-hmm.
But Chance itself, you talk about this revitalization effort. That opens you up to some potential criticism, you know, gentrification and this kind of thing, where you're displacing what was a population that had become accustomed to. And I remember there's a lot of controversy there, a lot of pushback from folks along Gain Street Corridor and mm-hmm. all that sort of thing. What's your take on all that? How do you... handle that, I guess.
You know, the world is full of critics. So I think that the results and the development kind of speaks for itself. It has, as far as displacing, you know, it was an industrial sort of area. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And it really has become, I mean, it's now the home of, I don't know, somewhere 2,500 college kids in that area.
Yep.
It makes it a suitable place for them to live and walk to their school and walk places instead of driving. It's just giving them more of that, you know, feeling of at home away
they
from
belong.
Home and
yeah.
that they too contribute. To
I think
being.
Too, and this is editorial on my side, but I really think that it has provided a bridge between North and South,
mm-hmm.
particularly. I think of the FAMU community, the Florida State community, east and west, linking downtown to the west side. So for me, it is not just the cleaning up of, it's really the redefinition. And you said that mm-hmm. that's really how Chance is focused. They want to give new definition to a neighborhood, right?
New life.
Yeah.
New life to it. And
a different way of living.
And it's great, honestly. You know, there are some businesses that were moved and things like that. And I understand all of those things at being a business person.
Some of them are our clients. Yeah. Full Press Apparel. Danny is still there.
I know.
He moved down the street. He didn't like it. But I suspect that he's in a better situation. How about a professional automotive center over there, you know, and they were all worried about what's going to happen. Seems like things have worked out pretty nicely.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, it brought more of their clientele to them, in my opinion, to their doorstep, actually.
You like the spear, the glass roundabout thingy? Go ahead. You can be honest. Nobody's listening.
Right.
It's all right.
No, it's just us. roundabouts. It's so funny because I live in Killarn, so the roundabouts, it's almost like everyone needs to take a special driving course.
We do. Well, there needs to be a public instruction as to how to negotiate a roundabout, folks. All right. Well, that's not your responsibility to solve that for us.
Yeah, no.
You've got enough on your plate.
I've got too much to do. I can't solve roundabouts today. Maybe next week. Well, but today is, it's not for today.
If you've been of the mind that you need to go and find out what's going on along Gaines Street, you've got this young lady to thank in part for those things that we see happening that I think, in fact, is helping us redefine and understand how these communities, these neighborhoods, we'll say, have a more vital role to play in our future as a community. And that's what Jen Allen is here to talk about. She's also then, in fact, the president of this other little group, the Capital City Apartment Association, because, you know, she gets bored easily. So we'll find out more about that as we continue with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a beautiful Saturday morning in Tallahassee. Stay with me.
Hey, we're checking in with Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing today? It's an awesome setup here at Truck and Car Concepts. You come in here, it's your one-stop shop. You can get it all taken care of. Window tinting, pinstriping, graphics, you name it, Truck and Car Concepts does it. And we've also got those bolt-on accessories that make the truck look nice. We've got grill guards, we've got brush guards, stainless steel Nerf bars, lifetime warranty on those. And again, the spray-in bed liner is going to make it worth your while.
You're talking about putting a few of these things on there, and you're going to increase the value of that vehicle.
Well, you will, and not only are you going to do that, but you're going to make it look nice. It's going to customize it for your own personality and your own wants and needs. Some guys like it jacked up. We also do lowering kits.
There's only one place in town's going to be able to truck it up then.
That's right. That's Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. Come on, say it with me. 656-8800.
Have you heard about tallyconnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. Tallyconnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there. Brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their tallyconnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. Tallyconnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're back and we're talking with Jen Allen, who, in her busyness, has found it possible, and I don't know how, but she's found it possible to be with us here at Tallahassee Talks. And so why is she so busy? Well, because she's just a maniac. She doesn't know when to stop. And so she's been involved with Chance Partners for many years, and we highlight that because we see the outcome, we see the results of her work and the work of many, many people when we look at the Gaines Street revitalization. Guess what? Chance has been a big part of that. As developers, they go in with this concept that people can live, work, play, all in the same neighborhood, and thereby create a new definition of what has otherwise been relegated as, at best, light industrial, at worst, a brownfield. Mm-hmm. And now it's a living community, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is.
It's got to be rewarding for you to see that now. I mean, it's been a long haul.
It has. I feel like since I've been here for 15 years, it's my 15-year anniversary.
Mm.
But you know, to see the plan of Gaines Street come finally to fruition is actually very rewarding, just mm-hmm. because when I feel like when I was in school, the idea existed for so long and it just couldn't get off the ground for, you know, multiple reasons. But now that it has, it's, you know, I meet people all over the state through the association who, you know, come to a football game or come to Tallahassee mm-hmm. for session and mm-hmm. just say how, you know, how interesting it is and exciting mm-hmm. that all the changes, the new restaurants, the just the excitement around mm-hmm. the stadium and around the university. But it's not just that area. There's lots of areas mm-hmm. that are growing mm-hmm. In each part of Tallahassee, and I love that. Mm. I love that every area is developing its way and growing.
That's mm-hmm. remarkable. In fact, when then President Eric Barron was with us mm-hmm. Here last year, I guess, back about a year ago. And, of course, I don't know that he had coined this term, but he referred to the Madison Mile, right? Mm-hmm. So this corridor that would connect the stadium to downtown, passing along the way there to the Civic Center. Is that part of this vision, too? You think that's happening, or is that?
You know, it's funny because from the Civic Center towards the stadium, it's that's built, that's there, yeah. and it happens. And it's I see it happen every game day,
yeah.
Every day. You mm-hmm. know, there are students that are living, shopping, you know,
doing it.
And,
yeah.
and going to school and yeah. just and walking everywhere, which is, you know, there's a certain level of feeling safe and at home where you can do these things yeah. and walk, you know, from place to place. Whereas, you know, in other cities, you don't have that luxury.
So even though you have your roots in these two different organizations, there's a lot of crossover, isn't there? So the Capital Area was a Capital City Apartment Association.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that organization.
So that organization is full of people, like-minded people in the apartment industry, mm-hmm. both suppliers and management members. And our purpose and our sole mission is to be their advocate, their voice in legislation and education and networking. Because right. truly, at the end of the day, we're all our goals are the same. We all want to have full communities that are 100% leased, yeah. and we want our businesses to be successful. We want to help yeah. our local yeah. businesses, a lot yeah. of them that are members, that are great members,
yeah.
Do a lot of great work for us, both, and they're local. There's lots of local businesses ABC Flooring's one of the biggest, you know, one of our big members who does that stuff. And, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. everything that happens in an apartment or in your home for that matter, mm-hmm. those suppliers are the people who help us. And we educate and better our industry mm-hmm. with, you know, certifications. And there's right. always something new to learn.
So your function as an association is to then advocate on behalf of?
On behalf of
these people.
Mm-hmm,
who,
on behalf of the apartment industry, on behalf of properties, on behalf of owners.
Right.
On behalf of the workers.
Right.
The working class that works there.
Right.
And on behalf of the suppliers as well. You know, there are things that happen in legislation that a lot of people don't pay attention to. Mm. And, you know, small details in a bill that get passed and people don't see it because
right.
there's not enough attention paid to
it. We talked about that earlier, the mm-hmm. fact that the legislature has, at least the House, has said bye-bye. Mm-hmm. They left 3 days early. What didn't happen that you were hoping would happen?
Well, we had a bill that was going to allow, it was on the Senate floor, it was going to allow our maintenance staff on our properties to perform services like working on your HVAC, things that are under $1,000 basically, that you otherwise have to call a certified vendor to do. So we have these people that are capable, and so the association would offer what we call a CAMT, and it's a certification course that our maintenance men would take, and they take it, and then they would have the baseline certifications that you would call
for lesser challenging
right,
situations.
You know, it's not that we're going to use our vendors less.
Yeah.
It's that is the vendor available to come in the middle of August when they're helping,
right.
you know,
you
when we're turning 400
no
beds.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So, but it's got stuck on the Senate floor,
didn't
so
happen.
It didn't happen.
Hmm.
So, you know, yeah. next year.
Keep plugging away.
We'll keep plugging and hopefully get that done. But, you know, there are things that we have to pay attention to as owners and and operators.
Interested in knowing, too, some folks have been critical of the level of or the amount of development in relation to student housing because they're thinking about, well, you know, students are taking classes online and we're going to see declining populations of residents. You think that's true?
You know, online courses are very attractive. Those schools have, every other commercial on TV is some sort of online vocational school.
Yeah.
I think that you will still have the population that attends. Florida State has wonderful programs. TCC has phenomenal programs. Florida A&M's getting, you know, they're they all have unique programs that people are, I believe, will still come and attend to.
I think, too, for younger students, maybe for older students, the idea of relocating is a challenge. I think a lot of 18, 19, 20-year-olds, they want to relocate. They want to get away from mom
and dad.
That
was my idea, I needed to find something in state as far away from home as possible. Mom, don't listen. And then, you know, where she would have to call me.
She left 3 days ago, yeah.
She would have to call me. That's it. I'm grounded for Mother's Day.
Folks, that's true. We've got Mother's Day coming up, so we need to stay on good terms. We have Jen Allen here. Thank you, Jen. This is a insightful look at our local community, the development of apartments and apartment housing for us, especially related to students. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you for having me. It was my pleasure.
Folks, stay with me. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got ABC News, and we'll be back with more Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Have you heard about TallyConnection.com? These are the folks who bring us all of the events and activities going on around town. It's a great little spot. TallyConnection.com. Go to that particular blog. You can find out everything you want to know about fundraisers and kids' activities and festivals and concerts. It's all there. Brought to you by FSU Credit Union. And they make it possible for us to bring you Tallahassee Talks every week. So we like the fact that we're working together. We even have a link to their TallyConnection.com site on our website under community. So there's a good way to find them. TallyConnection.com. Visit this week. Find out more about what you love about this town. Events and activities, all to make your life a little bit better.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are back. We are here, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, bringing you the very best of what Tallahassee is doing this week. All the things that Tallahassee is talking about. One of those things is our Tallahassee Food Challenge. And you've heard me tell you this before. I'm reminding you that the Food Challenge is upon us. And we're going to be bringing you more news as we go forward in the weeks ahead. The idea being that during this time of year, food assistance charities face some very significant shortages while they are trying to accommodate the increase in demand with school kids being out for the summer. It happens that they're not getting the school lunches and even the breakfast items that they might normally during the school year. Donations tend to fall off during this time of year. So we're here to remind us all, take the challenge, fill the truck, and let's feed the hungry. Filling the truck means that you're going to show up at one of the local grocery stores, and we're going to be announcing that here for you, and it'll be on our website, TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. So if you go to that website, you'll see where the grocery stores are located in your area. We will have our food challenge truck out there during the afternoon, actually early, I guess, between 10 and 1 o'clock during the midday, so that you've done your grocery shopping and you want to help out, bring us something that you can help us fill up this truck, and that that you have donated will be delivered directly to one of the charities that you see listed there on the site. Again, the site is TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com. It's one of the initiatives here at Tallahassee Talks that we are working hard to try to make sure is presented to you in a timely fashion. And I appreciate personally your support in that and helping us all. And by the way, thank you sponsors who came forward and said, we want to help you get that message out. They have committed their advertising dollars in helping us bring this message. So a big shout out to those fine people. Tallahassee's very own Truck and Car Concepts, Witten Glass, Southern Smiles Family Dentistry, Browning Moving and Logistics, a great company, Summit Group, Mainline Systems. These are companies, all of them, that have contributed, along with our very good friend Jackie Carlberg and Tallahassee Family Magazine. And by the way, there's a great story if you've not tuned into what's going on with Tallahassee Family Magazine. Their new their May issue is on newsstands this week, so be sure to stop by. You can go to any of the Publix stores or Winn-Dixie stores and pick up a copy of Tallahassee Family Magazine. You'll enjoy it. It's a great publication, and it really addresses a lot of the issues and needs and concerns of women with children, especially, but young, just families in general, men and women. So I know I enjoy it. I get a lot out of reading through a lot of those articles, and it keeps me posted on the kinds of things that families in our community are facing, like things that have to do with your appearance. Have I mentioned that Chelsea Salon? How about that for a segue? Chelsea Salon is one of our newest sponsors here at Tallahassee Talks, and it's our pleasure to represent them to you because, you know, if it's a matter of being at your best, where better than when you're on the radio? That's what I say. And so here I am talking with you this morning, and I feel great because I spent some time with my good friend Mary Fannin over there at Chelsea Salon. And, you know, I come out of there, and I mean, it just, it's like I'm starting over. I have this fresh look and a fresh feel. I'm ready to do my job, and I'm just a better person. What can I tell you? And with me, you know that I need all the help that I can get on that issue. So Mary's there with her able crew. Chelsea Salon is absolutely famous in this community for their luxurious spa, the expert care that you get, the massage, the hair care, the styling. They got it all going on, right? So I thought it would be fun to give you the 10 top 10 things you will never hear at Chelsea Salon. You know, David Letterman is retiring later this year, so I know many of you are saddened at that news. And in the spirit of David Letterman, here are the top 10 things you will never hear at Chelsea Salon. Number 10, I know this is a different look for you, but give it time. Number 9, I'm sorry, we don't handle group parties in our spa. Number 8, thank you for holding. Your call is very important to us. Never going to hear that at Chelsea Salon. Number 7, take a seat. We'll be with you in a moment. That's not going to happen. Number 6, you remind me a lot of my ex-mother-in-law. Number 5, do you really think that's the right color for you? And number 4, are you having a bad day or something? Here's number 3, don't you think you're too old for that cut? Number 2, with hair like yours, there's not much I can do. And the number 1 of the top 10 things you'll never hear at Chelsea Salon, what did you do to your hair? That's it for now from Chelsea Salon. We'll continue to keep you posted on their ongoing services and progress and how well they care for their clientele. You should make it a part of your regimen. Make sure that you've gotten a chance to participate in the good services and experience that is Chelsea Salon. Speaking again of experiences, I've got Jerry Thigpen. He's in the studio with us, going to bring us some great music. If you're not familiar with the Jerry Thigpen Trio, man, this is the real deal. He's got his Fender Caster with him, and we've got him tuned up here in the studio. He's going to bring us some great music. That is the Jerry Thigpen Trio, they'll be performing tonight down in Carabel. So after you get through listening to them here, make your way down to Fathoms at Carabel. I think the show starts at 8 o'clock. There's no cover. You have a great night down there. The weather's going to be beautiful. You'll enjoy yourself. Jerry is legendary in the across the region for his performing abilities. He's such a great blues guitarist and vocalist. Just coming from the Tallahassee Blues Festival out there at Tallahassee Museum, by the way. He's coming up. I've also got Tim Linnefelt standing by with another edition of the Linnefelt Sports Report. You know, Jameis Winston just will never, ever be out of the news, I think, no matter what happens. And, of course, he got the nod and heading down to play for Tampa Bay, first-round draft pick. We'll talk with Tim about that whole experience and the fact that Florida State, for its part, man, they had 11 of their players that were drafted this year. One of the times that they certainly had more than anybody else going in, but it's one of those few occasions when they've had as many from Florida State University. So congratulations to the Seminoles in their professional pursuit of football. We've got some other activities going on around town, too, I wanted to point out to you. By the way, what was the one that I thought was rather... Oh, this is called Spin Into the Night. This is a fundraiser at the Capital Region YMCA over here on the Parkway. And now, I thought it would have something to do with hula hoops or something, but apparently, no, this is spinning discs, as in playing music. So they've got a music party out there on the deck. That's going on tonight. And then you have this other neat little thing this afternoon called Blondes versus Brunettes, and it's a charity football game. You got to appreciate this. Blondes versus Brunettes to raise money for the Alzheimer's Association. That sounds like a good gig, and that's going to be over at Florida High this afternoon starting at 4:30 p.m. Well, folks, that's what we've got. Stay with me coming up after the break. I've got Tim Linnefelt in the Linnefelt Sports Report, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. You know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
The best place for conversation, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're here, and we are talking with Tim Linnefelt for this edition of the Linnefelt Sports Report. How are you, sir?
I am doing well, Brian. How are you?
I'm well, and glad to see you wearing your garnet gold. Sure. True colors out there.
Company issue.
I mean, and Seminoles.com. That's such a nice place to be when you're trying to get in touch with all things Seminole sports related. And
literally everything you could possibly ask
it's,
for.
It's replete. Yes. With all of those neat little tidbits, and you contribute sizably there to our understanding. So congratulations, my friend.
Thank you.
Wish that you could be recognized the way your dear wife has been recognized for her specialness in the world. But folks, if you don't know, Zoe Linnefelt just received this award from the World Council of PR executives or some very highfalutin.
I think it's kind of like, you know, the Avengers, the Marvel Avengers, and they kind of assemble the Avengers.
It's so like, she's like super PR woman.
It's like that for public relations, I
love
think.
This.
Yeah,
that's
how it was best explained to me.
I love this. So well, congratulations to Zoe Linnefelt.
So we're awaiting her cape in the mail any day now. But yes, she was named a PR champion by the PR Council, and I am just overjoyed.
I mean,
with,
you're gonna
with
start
pride for her. So
yeah,
so very cool. And you know, and I it was it I always expect for Zoe to be the star of the show as far as our family is concerned. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
I would agree with that.
Yeah. So it's good to see.
But you do your part.
I'm more the workhorse.
Well, let's get to some of that. You've got Florida State baseball, working it, and then you got our most recent news about the NFL draft and Jameis and all the other folks who were part of that field. What did you tell me? 11?
11.
From Florida State.
The most of anybody in the country.
And that's the first time for Florida State for that to happen.
I can't remember if it's their most...
One of the few times.
It doesn't happen a ton. I know that 11 ties the school record for most. They had 11 2 years ago as well.
Including Rashad.
Yeah.
The fifth round.
Everyone's favorite Rashad Green. Yeah, it's a weird deal with Rashad. I think if you were extremely optimistic, you saw him going in the late second, early third round.
Right.
If you were a little more pessimistic, you saw him in the late fourth, early fifth, and that's where he ended up going in the early fifth round.
It's college versus NFL.
It is. And you've seen some stuff this week that kind of talks about the value between production and potential, I guess. And so I think Rashad, if you're grading based on production, he's at an A-plus across the board. Literally the most productive receiver in Florida State history. He has the most catches, most receiving yards, and most touchdowns of anybody to ever play the position at Florida State. That's some pretty talented guys. But at the same time, it's hard to get past the fact that he's about 6 foot, about 170, 180 pounds, and at a time when the NFL is going for guys like Rashad's former teammate, Kelvin Benjamin, who's a fresh 6'6", 250, and can run like the wind.
Right.
That's just genetics.
And talking about that, Carl mentioned earlier, this receiver for Seattle. Was it Seattle's receiver that got bumped
off the route in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's a trend that we're shifting toward.
Then again,
maybe he should be a little more elusive.
Tampa Bay did not disappoint us in making their predicted calling in drafting Jameis in their first bid. So he'll be playing for Tampa
right down the road.
Down the road, and I know that a lot of the Tampa Bay fans are delighted with that. What's your read on that whole deal?
I think it's a good thing. I think it was pretty obvious. It was kind of interesting. There's so much media coverage on the draft now and so much speculation and hype leading up to it that when there's not much question about who's going to be the number one pick, as there really wasn't this year, you sort of have to manufacture that. So, leading up, especially a week or two beforehand, you got, I've got sources that say that this is all a smokescreen and the Bucks really want Marcus Mariota and, they're bringing in this guy for an interview and, these teams have inquired about a trade. You have to do something to generate some kind of suspense because at the end of the day, everybody knew that they were going to take Jameis Winston. I think it's the right call. I work at Florida State, so I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm a completely unbiased observer. However, I have been watching football for a very long time, and I was at the Rose Bowl in January where I got to see both guys in person. And look, the final score was what it was.
Yeah.
But just in terms of playing quarterback and making throws, in my opinion, it really wasn't close as to who was the better professional prospect. And you can roll your eyes and call me a shill if you want to, but I believe that I would be able to distinguish the difference. And if I didn't believe that, I would find some crafty way to deflect my true opinion. But I'm not doing that.
No, in fact, we've known you to be rather candid, even when it doesn't go in the flow, as we would say.
Sure.
Sometimes you go against the grain. What? This is a quirky question, but is there anything to the fact that some people, like Winston, stayed home and other guys were there for the draft, for those of us who actually watched the draft? Is there anything about that?
It's a really interesting little thing, and I can't remember. I think they said he was the first number one pick to not attend the draft in, a generation or so.
Yeah.
But neither did Marcus Mariota. He went number two, and he was in Hawaii. What the Winston said and what Jameis said is he wanted to stay home in Alabama, and he really wanted to be with his grandmother, Myrtle, who means a lot to him, and they were concerned that she wouldn't be able to fly from Alabama to Chicago.
Right.
So from that perspective, that makes sense to me.
It does make sense.
There are certainly detractors who would suggest that he stayed away for more nefarious reasons, but I think the reasoning with the grandmother, at least on its face, is
the simplest answer may be the correct one.
I tend to prescribe to that theory.
Tell us about FSU's baseball.
They have a ginormous series at Louisville this weekend. Yeah. Louisville's ranked number 4 in the country, Florida State number 7. Mm-hmm. We're down to the last 2 weeks of the regular season, so getting down to the nitty-gritty. Obviously, 2 games left in that series between today and Sunday, and if Florida State can win that series, it's a really big feather in the program's cap as far as moving toward potentially hosting a regional and a super regional with one of those coveted top 8 national seeds, which, of course, means that you have the home field all the way up and leading to the College World
Series. What are some of the most standout players or standout moments in your mind thus far?
The standout moment, I think we talked about it last time I was here, was that win over Florida, the walk-off win. And it's really interesting to me. That was about a month ago, I guess, give or take.
I think that bat is still
it hasn't landed yet. You know, the ball might not have landed either. I think they were on a run. I think they had lost 4 straight going into that game, or 3 of 4, or something like that. And they felt kind of down. Right. And it looked like they were going to lose that game. They could just never quite get ahead. They win that game, and since then, I think they've been playing about as well as they played all season. Yeah. Mike Compton, who's probably their best pitcher, is back after an abdominal strain. And it's pitching really well for them. And so they're playing really well. I have a lot of confidence. And I think if you can go to Louisville this weekend and perform well up there, now all of a sudden you've positioned yourself pretty well as we get near and near toward June, which is where the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Folks, we're always delighted to have him with us. Tim Linnefelt, the Linnefelt Sports Report, just another great reason to be listening here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Anytime.
We'll be back with more after this.
Widden Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widden Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widden Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widden Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widden's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widden Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widden's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widden Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widden is known for taking care of business. Widden Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we are here with the great Jerry Thigpen, who has graced us with his musical talents and a story to go well along with that. That from all we've heard, he's going to stick to his story. So we're going to Jerry, how are you?
Well, that story changes as we go. You know, so I'm doing great, Brian.
I really appreciate
you guys having me down today.
It's a pleasure, my friend. And you've come by way of some recently some really neat gigs. The Tallahassee Blues Festival out there at the Tallahassee Museum was a great showing, I thought, and you guys were just smoking. And I didn't get to hear it. I got to hear it, and I got to talk to some friends and family who were there. Your name kept coming up in the conversation. So
we had a good day that day.
Things were popping.
Things were popping.
How long have you been doing this that you are for us today?
I started playing guitar when I was 11. And I don't know, and I guess to have played as long as I have, I should be better than I am. But anyway,
For all of us.
But but it's been in my blood ever since the first time I saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not a young guy, though I try to stay young in my mind.
Yeah.
I started playing guitar when I was about 11. My mother mail ordered me a Spiegel guitar. I had cowboys stenciled on the front of it. And I beat that guitar up and down Central Florida.
Do you still have it?
No, but a friend of mine does. A friend of mine has it.
Yeah.
But
see, you got to be careful because that'll end up at the Hard Rock someday.
It could.
In a glass case.
It could end up there. I would like for it to end up there. Though I think last time I saw it, it was spray painted black. Spray painted red. And had black F-holes spray-painted on the front of it because I wanted a 335 and I didn't have the money for it. So I went and bought a pickup from a Radio Shack and stuck it in there. And, you know, but you do what you do.
And now
anyway, so listening to the Beatles and the Stones, I started. I wanted to know where that music was coming from, and I'd been playing American folk music, or listening to it. I had older sisters who exposed me to Gene Pitney and Dylan and Peter Paul and Mary you know, the Rockers back then, Buddy Holly,
right,
and so. So really, they were a big influence on my musical taste. So after getting the guitar and starting to learn how to play it, the next thing I wanted to do was play in a band. And so I got together with some friends and borrowed an amplifier, and we started playing out. I think my first real show was down in somewhere in Central Florida, playing at a teen center, and really playing poorly, but doing it, getting out there and doing it. And so, you know, chugging on, then we moved into, you know, Zeppelin and Cream and Hendrix and those guys. It was like they were blowing my mind. How are they doing that? So I had to learn how to do it. So I started working on that stuff. Jeff Beck Group, you know, the really phenomenal guitarists of the time. And just always loved the sound of a guitar, just the pure sound of a guitar, an electric guitar plugged into an amplifier.
And that's the nature of your trio, because they're the three of you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's right. Pete Winter is your
bass player.
Bass player.
Right. Pete's a wonderful musician.
All right. And Jimmy is?
Jimmy Bone is our drummer,
who is
phenomenal.
Okay.
They're both top-notch players.
Isn't that great?
And I'm really lucky to be working with those guys.
Yeah, they're good men. And so with that, we have you here this morning doing a little bit of music for us.
Right.
Tell us about this first song that you're going to do.
That's called Tore Down. It's a song that was written by a guy named Sonny Thompson. Freddie King had a hit with it in 1961. And Freddie King, of course, I do another Freddie King song in this session that we're doing now called Hideaway, which most people know that one. It's an instrumental.
Yeah.
But this one, Freddie sings.
I got you.
And it's it's pretty standard. Clapton did it on one of his albums. It's a great blues song, and it's real easy to play it solo, and that's why I picked that, because obviously I don't have a bass player and drummer with me.
In fact, you're performing tonight at Fathoms down there in Carrabelle,
so
we'll get a little sampling here this morning of what we can expect from the Jerry Thigpen Trio, huh?
Right. If you can visualize what I'm doing today and add a bass player and a drummer in there, because they really do pull it together. And the nice thing about working with other people, of course, is that it takes the load off the guitarist to do the rhythm parts and the lead parts all at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Folks, so we are fortunate in that this town, and in fact this region of the country, is home to people like Jerry and these other musicians, Pete Winter, Jimmy Bone, and we've had so many of them come our way. It's a pleasure, Jerry, and the fact that you continue to make Tallahassee your home base says a lot to me.
My wife and I, we've got a very nice home that we worked hard to get to, and I'm a little old.
These
to be,
are your roots,
you know, sleeping in a van,
you and me both.
And
bro.
Then L.A.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same deal out there. I actually have a sister who lives in Los Angeles, and I go out to visit occasionally, and she has a son who's a drummer, plays heavy metal. I think I forget what they call it these days, but it's pretty hardcore stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, it's a hard scene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're paying people to play.
Yeah.
You know, and so really, in order to get what I need to get out of it, I'm in a pretty good spot.
Sounds good to me.
Because I can go play, if I wanted to, I'd go play Jacksonville or Orlando, Atlanta.
Interesting.
And these, you know, they're big metropolitan areas that are close by.
Yeah.
And I can still live in this beautiful rural setting that is Tallahassee.
Well, let's take a moment here. You've got this great song, Tore Down, is it called?
Tore Down.
And so the great Jerry Thigpen and Tore Down. Let's listen.
Tore down on all those level with the ground. house when my bird bird can't be found. But I went to the river to jump in. My baby showed up. She said, I'll tell you when I'm told down. Almost never hit the ground. Well, I feel like this when my bird bird can't be found. Well, I love you, babe, with heart and soul. A love like mine will never grow old. Love you in the morning, in the evening, too. Every time you leave me, I get mad with you. I'm told down. I almost level with the ground. Well, I feel like this when my baby can be found. All right, honey. My love is mine, is out of sight. I lie for you, honey, if you want me to. I really don't believe that your love is true. I'm toe down, almost level with the ground. But I feel like this when my birthday can't be found. Well, I'm toe down. I'm toe down, honey. I'm toe down. Mm-hmm. I'm toe down. Well, I feel like this when my baby can't be found.
I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
We're back, and we're talking with Jerry Thigpen, representing the Jerry Thigpen Trio that'll play tonight at Fathoms down there in Carrabelle. Don't miss it. There's no cover, from what I recall.
Yep.
Be sure to tip your waitress, but, you know, it's
going
to be
a little venue.
Fantastic
show. Wonderful little place. It's right on the river there in Carrabelle on Highway 98.
Yeah.
The owner is another guitar player, a good friend of mine, and he'll get up and jam with us maybe, and we'll just have a great time.
Folks, let's do that. Let's go back and see Jerry and his trio down there at Fathoms in Carrabelle tonight. What time's the show? 7, 8?
8.
8 o'clock?
8 to midnight.
Yeah. You find that Tallahassee is a good spot. You just talked about how this is your home, and your family's here, and
you've got
roots here. And I hear sometimes from artists saying, gosh, we don't have enough places to play, but you don't seem to feel that way.
Well, I would always like another venue. I can't say but this is a small market, and if you put you gotta watch out for that sort of stuff, because what happens is if you have too many venues, there's not enough people to fill them all.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to play for a group of people, then you need to play a venue that has a little bit of a draw itself, besides the band always being the draw.
Right.
Are
you pushed to play covers against, let's say, your own music? Is there that sort of tension?
Well, like I always say, I don't play covers. I play songs written by other people. We do a handful of our own songs, and right now the trio is writing, and that's what we're trying to do. But the cover songs, if you want to call them that, people like to hear them. You have to be fairly masterful to pull them off. And so, it'd be like a classical player if you asked him, covering Beethoven or covering Bach.
Don't you know anything else?
Yeah. Yeah, don't you know anything? Got anything of your own, you know? talk to Isaac Perlman or Yo-Yo Ma, you know? I mean, come on, play something of your own, you know? So,
sorry, I haven't worked on that concerto yet, but I'm getting there. Yeah,
right. I get you. Right. So, we enjoy playing the songs that we play. We do a handful of Beatles tunes. We do Cream and Clapton. We really, I've always admired Eric Clapton a lot.
Who are some of those that you mentioned some of your early days that you find most inspiring, that you say, man, if I could be more like that?
Well,
where have you drawn, I guess, inspiration?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I listened to the guys early in the days, mm-hmm. and I started hearing these songs, and I was wondering, I thought, boy, these are great songs. Those are such great songwriters. And then I would look at the records and see that they didn't write the songs, that those songs came from somewhere else. And so I started kind of looking into that. And I started listening to guys like Freddie King or Muddy Waters or Howlin' Wolf or Lightnin' Hopkins. Mm-hmm. And then later on, B.B. King and Buddy Guy and Bobby Blue Bland and realizing that we weren't the ones that invented this stuff, mm-hmm. that it came before us, and that if we're to carry on their legacies, then we need to make sure that we do hear those songs in their original forms. Mm-hmm. Stones and Zeppelin and all those guys, they did great jobs with them. They're fantastic. The mm-hmm. Jeff Beck group with some of the stuff they did on the early albums.
When you mentioned the Beatles, think about how many songs they listened to back in their day.
Right,
Buddy Holly and all of them.
Yeah. It wasn't until Rubber Soul, I think, that the mm-hmm. Beatles actually played an album that did not have mm-hmm. at least one song that wasn't written by them. Mm-hmm. That was the first one that had every song was written by them. Mm-hmm. That was also the first album they did that they weren't touring, mm-hmm. so they could really spend time in the studio because they hated touring.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother story there.
Do you shy away from that as well? You've got your home and your family here. You'd rather play within 25, 50 miles of home rather than having a tour around the country.
Yeah, I was on the road a lot when back in the day. And back then, it was kind of different. Clubs would hire you for a week or two. Now, there's the venues like that have kind of dried up. I always thought it was when they moved the drinking age back to 21, but the venues have kind of dried up on the week-long gig. Now it's one night. Yeah.
Tell us about Springtime Boogie, this song you're going to do for us.
We're with the trio. We're experimenting on writing material, and so I was playing around with a little boogie that I'd been messing with for a while, and. Lucia and I, my wife, were out taking a walk a month ago or maybe 6 weeks ago. And I was really enjoying that spring was here. And I started thinking in my mind, I started putting together a little poem about springtime and thought, this would work with that boogie that I've been playing with. And so got back to the house and immediately started writing it down. And it just fit with what I've been playing. And the next night, I think, we had a rehearsal. I said, guys, let's try this thing. And we really liked it. And that's where Springtime Boogie came
from. That's cool. Let's listen, folks. Springtime Boogie, the great Jerry Thigpen.
Look out the window. Dogwoods are blooming. Lord,
load up the kids and grab your woman. Sun and spray, that's our way. Beautiful day, all I can say. It's springtime again. It's springtime again. It's springtime again. Let's go and play out to the country. We'll find our way. Winter's gone, mow your lawn. Have some fun in the sun. It's springtime again. It's springtime again. It's springtime again. To be going, I'm on my way. No time to talk now, I got to play. Play some blues, don't wear shoes. Play guitar, take you far. It's springtime again. It's springtime again. It's springtime again.
The great Jerry Thigpen, the Thigpen Trio, playing tonight at Fathoms in Carabel. Thanks for being with us today. Thank you, Jerry, for making it all come together here in this last half hour. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny is a production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising. Our executive producer is Carl Cerny. We'll be back again next Saturday morning right here at 9 o'clock. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
Hey, we're checking in with Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, how you guys doing today? It's an awesome setup here at Truck and Car Concepts. You come in here, it's your one-stop shop. You can get it all taken care of. Window tinting, pinstriping, graphics, you name it, Truck and Car Concepts does it. And we've also got those bolt-on accessories that make the truck look nice. We've got grill guards, we've got brush guards, stainless steel Nerf bars, lifetime warranty on those. And again, the spray-in bed liner is going to make it worth your while.
You're talking about putting a few of these things on there, and you're going to increase the value of that vehicle.
Well, you will, and not only are you going to do that, but you're going to make it look nice. It's going to customize it for your own personality and your own wants and needs. Some guys like it jacked up. We also do lowering kits.
There's only one place in town that's going to be able to truck it up then.
That's right. That's Truck and Car Concepts.
Truck and Car Concepts. One block east of Weems Road on Mahan Drive, across from Kraft Nissan. Call 656-8800. Come on, say it with me. 656-8800.